This book is dedicated to Caleb and Caden. In a world where the roar of the crowd and the clash of sticks define the game, your resilience and courage shine. In the pages of this book, may you find echoes of your own courage and perseverance, and may it serve as a tribute to the impact you've had on everyone around you. Chapter 1. Prologue. My breath floated lazily in the cold, damp air. I couldn't see it, but I could feel the cold. Hockey arenas across the world are typically cold, but the Calumet Coliseum is exceptionally frigid. My body started to fidget and tremble. "Caleb, breathe. You got this," I said to myself. Talking to myself was common for me, especially when I was playing hockey. Deep down, I knew I couldn't convince myself of a lie. I wasn't shaking because of the frigid temperatures inside the Coliseum. Am I going to lose the game for my team? Can I even help them at all? I was a shell of the hockey player I had once been. I started playing hockey when I was 5 years old. I remember falling a lot at first, but my dad kept encouraging me. He would look me square in my eyes and say, "Son, it will be hard at first, but worth it. You will fall down. Don't stay down. You have to get back up every time." I thought back to those early memories on the ice. Dad's words were just as true now as they had been 8 years ago. Sports are designed to teach life lessons. During those early moments on the ice as a 5-year-old, Dad was teaching me to never give up, no matter how much it hurt or how many times I fell. The past 8 years of hockey have reinforced Dad's never give up attitude. After that first day, I fell in love with hockey. I skated every chance I got, sometimes even twice a day. Dad was right. The next day had been easier. Even though I still fell and ran into the wall, skating was slightly better than the day before. After going to the rink 5 days in a row, I fell in love with hockey. Not just skating or playing the game, I loved every aspect of being on the ice. When I was on the ice, time seemed to stand still. My mind was at peace, and I was in the one place where I was truly happy. I felt a certain freedom as I pushed my skates into the ice. I had played other sports, but none of them gave me the same feeling I had when I was skating. Every time I laced up my skates or slipped on my number 26 jersey, I was in my zone. I have played in over 100 hockey games. My teams have won huge games, championships, and even a national tournament in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In fact, mine was the only team from Michigan to win in Pittsburgh. That game was one of the best memories I have ever had. But those exciting games and memories are now in the past. The natural feeling of gliding across the ice seems so much harder now. I thought all those years of practice and ice time would pay off as I got older. I played travel hockey 9 months out of the year. Even with all the experience and hard work, none of that could prepare me for the roadblocks I had been forced to face this year. I thought 14 would be one of the coolest years of my life. This was the first time I had ever felt cold on the ice. In the past, I was always hot from all the gear and constant movement, but not today. My toes were numb, and I was so cold I could feel the iciness in my bones. As I waited, I wrestled with self-doubt. I was shocked that I had been invited to go into the game at all, but I was. After everything I've gone through the past couple months, is playing in this game going to be another heartbreak? How will I perform on ice right now? The pressure from the situation was only adding to the overwhelming feeling I had in the pit of my stomach. I stumbled as I left the player's box and skated toward the center of the ice. My legs shook, and my feet felt like concrete blocks.